how's this camp going for you and then the secondary?
I think it's gone pretty well. You know, we're just trying to get really consistent in what we do, as far as like the corner play, just being very, very competitive. Safeties just learning the scheme, just trying to make plays, trying to make tackles. So I feel like we're coming together as a group.
You're one of the elder statesmen of the group because there's a lot of youth that specifically the corner and safety positions. How have those young guys come along?
They've been coming along pretty well, man. I think the biggest thing is they listen very well. They take instructions. They go very, very hard. They try hard. Trying to do everything that the coach asks him to do. So, you know, we just have a very good group that knows that we have a long way to go, that just likes to put in work.
But Joe, what's your take on the national anthem protests? Coach was saying the other day that, you know, he respects guys if they would want to do something, but he would hope that the focus would remain on football.
Everybody has different ways that they would like to go about it. People live. It's you in the locker room. You have just so many different people from so many different places. You never really know how people are affected by certain situations. So, you know, a peaceful protest is something that we have the right to do. You know what I'm saying? So, I commend anyone that's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? They have a lot of reasons to it. But that's just, it is what it is.
And kind of given, you know, what happened in Virginia last weekend and just the general kind of, I don't know, divide or tension, do you think there's more that the NFL or you players could do to maybe, you know, help with unity and kind of like a healing process or bringing people together?
I think we can. I mean, like we said, man, it's a lot of different people in the locker rooms. Like, locker rooms are one of the places where you just, no matter, you don't have a choice. You just intermingling with a bunch of different people from a bunch of different areas, have a bunch of different beliefs, political beliefs, religious beliefs, and we're all here for a common cause to win football games. You know, so some people feel a certain type of way about certain things. Other people might not, you know what I'm saying, have that same feeling. So, you know, as a league, as long as they're doing peaceful protests, as long as people are not trying to do anything to be disrespectful or anything, you know, I feel like it's okay.
Joe, have you guys talked about it? I mean, usually there's a lot of things you guys have to be focused on in the locker room, but given what Tom is talking about, have guys talked about it more than you remember in the past about political stuff?
I mean, like, definitely. I mean, even with last year, you know, with Hawkins, that he was very, very out there with what he wanted to do. So, you know, we've had conversations. We've just been able to talk about things. But like I said, with it being so many different people, with not everybody wanting to do the same thing, it's kind of a tough way to go about it.
Well, what's your read on the locker room? Do we see anyone not standing?
I don't know. Coach, you felt a certain type of way. I mean, not really a certain type of way, but he had his stance about it. But like I said, man, everybody, like Coach, you said, it's a team full of grown men. People feel a certain type of way. I won't be doing it, you know. But you know, people have their reasons and they feel certain type of ways and things have been going on in their lives. So some issues are bigger than football. People don't understand that, but some people feel a certain type of way, so they want to make a stance and do it the way they want to do it.
Coach Jackson delivered the message that he just didn't want to be surprised on game night.
Yeah, Coach Jackson definitely. He wants to be informed. He just doesn't want to be caught off guard with it. So if people feel the way, then go up to him, talk to him, have a conversation. He's not saying he doesn't want to do it. He just doesn't want to be surprised at a game. And it's so much, they make so much more about what's going on before, about the stances. He just wants to be informed.
Shannon Sharp really, I don't know if you've watched those shows, but he was really critical of Hugh's comments the other day. He's surprised that somebody would, I mean, go as strongly as they did about Hugh's comments, or what's your opinion on what Hugh said?
I think if he would have sat down and talked to Coach Hugh, I think he misunderstood where he was coming from. So I think it was a little bit of a misunderstanding.
What are your feelings for Hugh?
I really like Coach Hugh. I mean, he's a great coach. I mean, he's a stand-up dude. He has our backs whenever we need anything. You know what I'm saying? He's there for us. I just think that people mistook what he was talking about. He just wanted to, with his players, he wants to know if we're going to do something, if we have something planned, just to holler at him before we take action.
Joe, we're almost ready for the season. Well, it's quite, you know, you guys must feel it's coming. Where do you stand? Are you in the best possible spot right now? Mm-hmm. that you wanted to be in?
Yeah, I'm feeling really, really good. The coaching staff with the training staff did a really good job with giving me those every other day off. I didn't really think I needed it, but, you know, just being able to keep my body at its peak, being able to take care of myself, I'm ready to go. I haven't felt this good in a while, so I'm excited for where I'm at right now.
Are those days over now with managing you on the field and others on the field?
Like I think once we break camp and we get to the season schedule, then we're just going to go like regular season.
Very good.
Good.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, man. For sure.